This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Justice Department has charged five Chinese citizens with hacks that targets dozens of U.S. companies and institutions. The charges announced Wednesday are part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to call out cyber crimes by China. The DOJ says the accused targeted more than 100 groups and companies, including social media, video game companies, universities, and telecommunications providers. The defendants remain at large, but prosecutors say two Malaysian businessmen accused of conspiring with them were arrested earlier in the week. The U.S. government is laying out its sweeping plan to make COVID-19 vaccines available and free to all Americans. That's assuming a safe and effective vaccine will be established. In a report Wednesday to the U.S. Congress, federal health agencies and the Defense Department sketched out complex plans for a vaccination campaign to begin gradually in January or possibly later in the year, eventually ramping up to reach any American who wants a shot. UN investigators allege Venezuela's government has committed crimes against humanity. That includes murders, torture, and other atrocities. Independent investigators who were commissioned by the Human Rights Council said Wednesday there are reasonable grounds to believe President Nicolas Maduro and his ministers were aware of the crimes committed by the government's security forces and intelligence agencies. They committed crimes that include extrajudicial executions, enforced disappearances, arbitrary detentions, and torture in attempts to silence the opposition, according to the report. Maduro's socialist government did not immediately respond to the allegations in the report. You can read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Sally has decreased to a Category 1 storm as it pounds the U.S.'s Gulf Coast, creating dangerous rain and flooding. Sally's maximum sustained winds decreased to nearly 129 kilometers per hour late Wednesday morning, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center says additional weakening is expected as the storm moves farther inland. Sally made landfall early Wednesday near Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a Category 2 hurricane. The newly elected Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says he will implement policies to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States. The Prime Minister saying he also hopes to establish stable relationships with China and Russia. Suga spoke at his first news conference as Prime Minister after being sworn in earlier Wednesday as Shinzo Abe's successor. Suga was voted Prime Minister by Parliament on Wednesday to become the country's first new leader in nearly 8 years. He appointed a new cabinet with a lot of familiar faces, keeping about half of Abe's previous lineup. Reuters reports the United States plans to sell several major weapons systems to Taiwan. According to four people familiar with the discussions, the weapons systems include mines, cruise missiles, and drones. This comes as the Trump administration ramps up pressure on China. Pursuing several sales at once is a rare departure from previous military sales to the island, which were spaced out to minimize tensions with Beijing. Belarus's leader Alexander Lukashenko says he has asked Russia to supply his government with weapons as he faces mass protests over a disputed election. Lukashenko said this during talks in Minsk with Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu. He did not specify which weapons he had requested from Russian President Vladimir Putin. He did say it would keep the situation under control in Belarus and along the borders. Russia and Belarus are currently holding joint military drills that run until late September. Widespread protests have persisted for weeks in Belarus as thousands take action against the disputed election that left Lukashenko in power. Kenya's 47 country governments will shut down some of their services and close hospitals to new patients after representatives in the Senate failed to resolve a dispute over a new revenue-sharing scheme. The scheme aims to distribute cash by population size. Critics say it takes away funds from less populated, poor regions. Supporters of the plan say it will ensure a more equitable distribution of cash. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. We'll be right back.